it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
And welcome into the Monday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Joe Rex Road, fresh off covering the Army-Navy game. How we doing? What's going on? Happy Monday morning to you.
Doing okay, you know. Yeah, Army Navy was great, and then the NFL yesterday was, well, guys, depended on the city you were in. But you know what? Let me just say this about the Tennessee Titans. We've been asking them, if you're going to lose these games, can we have something more like, you know, 33-23 than 13-10? So, progress. How about that?
They delivered yesterday.
That's right.
There's no doubt about that. Keyser, how we doing? What's going on?
Morning. Yeah, doing well, guys. Glad to be closer to Christmas, and should have a few fun things in store in Nashville this week.
We should. No doubt about it. Let's begin on the Titans. Let's get right into it. They lose 37-27 yesterday, Joe, in a score that's a little deceiving. They did score on the last play of the game. Shout out to Josh Wiley for that nice touchdown he had on the last play of the game there. Titans turned the ball over six times, including four from Will Levis, three interceptions, one lost fumble. Tony Pollard fumbles the ball. Mason Rudolph also comes in and throws an interception, but he did throw for two touchdowns and went 21 of 26 for 209 yards. So that part of it's fun, I guess. Tavondre Sweat had the highlight of the season for the Titans yesterday, picking up a fumble and giving the greatest stiff arm we've seen since Derrick Henry threw Josh Norman into the crowd. And other than that, Joe, the Titans dropped to 3-11. They gave up 37 points to the Bengals. Joe Burrow was yelling at his coach on the sideline, and even in a winning effort. Some fun stuff yesterday at Nissan Stadium. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Burrow thing. Any idea what that's about?
He said he was frustrated with the offense. You know, he turned the ball over twice. There were too many procedural penalties. So even though it was a nice shot of him about to wrap up a nice win at Nissan Stadium, very upset with the way the offense performed yesterday in Tennessee, apparently.
Yeah, it was just a strange time for that, too. I mean, the game's over, right? I mean, it's like, it's a wrap. I thought for a minute it was because I really don't think Zach Taylor wanted them to score that last TD. I think he wanted to bleed the clock, you know, if it would have worked out or get close to it. And then I was like, I wonder if but all they did was hand off.
Yeah.
it's not like Burrow did anything to make it. That's interesting. It's already an embattled season for Zach Taylor. So even when he wins games, he has to have his QB screaming at him just to make sure people can still stay mad at him, you know.
Good times for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times for that, you know, that those buddies, you know, who were coaching against each other yesterday. I mean, obviously still much better times for one than the other, but just obviously ugly. I mean, I mean the story, which it has been more than not, more good than bad, some good, some bad, is Levis and just what this means. And I didn't think that Brian Callahan was going to, you know, post game try to explain that. This is going to be a super interesting week, and it might be a week that we find out that's it, you know, because to me, I mean, these three games left, I mean, if you're not going back to them, then how are you going back to them at all after that?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Will Levis is benched yesterday. He throws three interceptions, including another pick six, which I believe, Joe, is his fourth pick six of the season, which leads the NFL. He also had the turnover on the fumble as well. And it's just brutal yesterday from Levis. He ends up 8 of 12, 89 yards, the three picks, a quarterback rating of 49. And it just felt like it just snowballed on him. It, you know, the one mistake after the other, the turnovers, the decisions, you know, throwing the ball across the middle of the field that led to the pick six where you're just incredibly late on the decision. And it just felt like yesterday it totally snowballed out of control for him. And he ends up getting benched. You know, Rudolph comes in, Nissan Stadium. You know, the Titans fans that were there, which weren't very many, but the Titans fans that were there, you know, go nuts as Rudolph comes in. Callahan, after the game, you know, asked about the decision to bench Will Levis. You know, starts talking about how there's too many negatives with Will right now and, you know, did not really commit to him or anything at the quarterback position moving forward, which has been the first time that's happened. So yesterday kind of feels like, Joe, like was that the line of demarcation for Brian Callahan and Will Levis? I don't know. Like you said, it's going to be a really interesting week to see what Brian Callahan has to say on that front. But, you know, all the progress that it seemed like Levis was making those 4 weeks, you're talking about now a game against Jacksonville last week where you're missing reads and throws that you can't miss and you put up 6 points against one of the worst defenses in the league. And now today we're talking about in the aftermath of a performance against another one of the worst defenses in the league. I think they had scored 14 points with Levis in there. Both of them came on the first two drives, and then you turn the ball over 6 times as an offense. It's just inexcusable, with 4 of those being from Levis.
Yeah, really ugly. It's like, you know, you got the first one is just, I still am not totally sure which of those two receivers he was throwing to, but no. Obviously it just sailed on him and it was an ill-advised throw. The second one is, it's a fine idea, but you're high, you know, and wild again. And again, I keep going back to that. Like, you know, obviously decision-making you can work on, and I think he has. But then not to say he's worked on enough or that he's where he needs to be there, but, you know, like you can keep working on that. I watched Josh Allen yesterday absolutely make the Detroit Lions look like an FCS defense, and he is that guy who early on it was like, this guy can't throw, and now I think he's going to win MVP this year, and he should. And you know what? That's great. He's the only example that I really have of someone who, like, early in the league, not that there aren't quarterbacks who don't make it, who struggle early, but like who early on look like they, again, I'll compare it to a jump shot, look like they have this jacked up jumper, and then all of a sudden look like Steph Curry in 3 years. And it's just this smooth, perfect form. And it's hitting, you know, every time. It just doesn't happen. It's Josh Allen is the only one I really know. And I just think that's not all of his troubles. He's got plenty of them right now, but that is the thing that I keep coming back to where it's like, yeah, that was to me the big question, and it continues to be. I know a lot of people would say, no, the big question was the death picks and all that stuff. And that's fair too. But I think some of those are also related just to the mechanical inconsistency.
Well, and it's so discouraging from the Levis standpoint in terms of you felt like you were starting to make some progress there. You know, it's not like those 4 games were perfect after he came back off of the shoulder injury, right? I mean, look, we talked about the Houston game a lot. The offense played well. I thought Brian Callahan called an outstanding game against Houston. And Levis still threw a pick six and got sacked 8 times in that game, and they found a way to win. So it's never been anywhere near perfect along this entire ride here. It's been such just another huge regression the last 2 weeks, right? And it makes you wonder, kind of similar to the conversation I was having about last year, earlier this year, Joe. Like, yeah, we keep talking so much last year about the Atlanta game and his debut and the Miami comeback. And it's like, are those more so the outliers in his career than they are kind of the norm? And now you watch what he's done the last 2 weeks against Jacksonville and now against Cincinnati. And, you know, the week before is hard to put much of that on him with Washington. It was a total team failure the week before that. But the last 2 weeks, he's been bad. Like, he's a bad quarterback the last 2 weeks. And I do, like, with the way that Callahan answered some of those questions yesterday, Joe, I do wonder if he's seen enough at this point.
Yeah, well, and then you get into the bigger picture, too. So, you know, which we've been talking about, which is, his future, Rand Carthon and Chad Brinker's future, all that stuff. And, you know, while certainly it's, it doesn't like help Carthon to be like, well, the quarterback just screwed it up. Okay. You know, that's certainly, and I'm not saying anybody's going to go out of their way to like throw Levis under the bus, like send an Amy text, like, hey, it's really, it's all Will's fault. You know that, right? I'm not saying that, but it's like this sort of, you know, I guess distancing yourself in terms of if you do make this move, that's what you're saying. You know, you're saying that for the rest of the year, I mean, obviously, like, you're 3-11.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason to win, you want to win in this league. You always, everybody does all the time. But the reason to win right now is, I mean, like it's self-preservation, right? I mean, in terms of those folks. So, like, to me, if I was a Titans fan, I might be like, you know what? You guys better play Levis because even though no one's tanking, you can quote unquote tank with personnel decisions, right? So that's your best bet to get your best draft pick. But benching him is also sort of saying, see, it's his fault. And that's, you know, that's really, if that issue gets fixed, then things can get better. I mean, that's sort of what you are saying.
So the Titans lose again. That is not the storyline from yesterday. They're 3-11. They've done a lot of losing, frankly, so far this year, and probably have some more losing yet to do as they move forward. However, will Levis be the quarterback when they do it? Levis benched yesterday against the Bengals. Does that signal that his time as starting quarterback has come to a close? Does it signal that the Titans are moving on after this year? Are they going back this week against Indianapolis to Levis and giving him another chance? We'll take your thoughts on all that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
In the past about not wanting to be reactionary with benchings. What made this specific situation something where you felt like it needed to happen?
Just needed some momentum. You know, we needed something to spark us a bit. And, you know, we had three turnovers, like in a really tight amount of time, and that gave them some points. And, you know, they had another one we got a little bit lucky on, and the ball didn't go back the other way for 6 points again. So just felt like we needed something. And again, everything's on the quarterback, but he's the one that's going to take the most heat when those decisions happen. And so felt like we just needed something to spark us out of that part. We played really well early, and then the, you know, turnovers in succession there really put us in a tough spot. And in a game where I thought it was going to be tight at halftime, it ended up not being that way because we gave them opportunities that you know that they shouldn't have had. And again, sometimes those things happen. I've been a part of those before where, you know, just a bad series that just kind of spiraled on them, and you need to take a seat for a little bit and let somebody else do it.
That's Brian Callahan after the game yesterday. Titans lose 37-27 to Cincinnati. Will Levis, 8 of 12 for 89 yards, 3 interceptions, another pick 6, a lost fumble, and ultimately a benching against the Cincinnati Bengals. What does it all mean for him moving forward? Was yesterday the final straw for him as Titans starting quarterback? Taking your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. What did you make of Callahan's explanation there, Joe, and kind of the tone that he had after the game as it related to Will Levis?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, as usual, it's like a calm, measured explanation. Makes sense. I get it. You know, again, his job is trying to win football games. At that point, I think a lot of coaches, regardless of whatever the situation is, you know, other than coaches who have, you know, like a great quarterback as a starter, and that's just not ever the answer. You don't really have an alternative. I mean, that's a totally reasonable thing to do, make that switch. Obviously, it's just like in this situation, this is the find out about Will Levis year. It wasn't that long ago. Like, look at his improvement. Okay, look at that improvement. Maybe he's got something, and now this. So I think the explanation made sense. I think it's just, it's going to be very interesting to see what he says today.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is he going to commit one way or another and say, yeah, Will, you know, Will's the guy, or, you know, we're going to go with Mason, or is he going to play, you know, just push it, kick the can down the road publicly all week and make people guess? I mean, I have no idea. I'm very interested to know. Obviously, to me, if he does either of the second two, then I would expect that Levis is done.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect, like, you know, it's tough, Joe, because I still, like, I realize Rudolph came in there yesterday and the numbers are good, right? Like, they're 21 of 26, 209, two touchdowns. He also had an interception as well. But, like, my opinion on watching Mason Rudolph play football hasn't really changed, Joe. Like, I don't really have a whole lot of interest in watching the Mason Rudolph-led Titans close out the season here. Now, again, I'm not the one whose job's on the line, so, you know, it's not my decision to make at this point. But, like, I do wonder, like, if you're a Titans fan, you're 3-11. We heard from a lot of people when we've talked about the quarterback over the last couple of weeks. And some of it was, you know what? We've seen enough since he's come back from injury to warrant bringing him back next year and for him to be the starting quarterback. We had this conversation like 3 days ago, Joe, about, like, what to do with quarterback moving forward. And the majority of the people – and I think a lot of this probably has to do with not loving the options elsewhere at quarterback that are out there. But the majority of people that we heard from just the other day wanted Will Levis back as the quarterback next year. That's probably, like I said, a nice combination of, you know, looking at the draft and saying, yep, I'm not a huge fan of quarterbacks in the draft that we feel like you can realistically get. And then the same thing with free agency. What about today? Like, how much does that answer change today in the aftermath of just a performance that just went totally sideways? I mean, you heard it there from Callahan in that clip. I mean, it wasn't just that the turnovers were coming. It was just right in a row, turnover after turnover after turnover. And you look up at the scoreboard and you're just out of it at that point. So, like, you know, I'll be really interested to hear throughout the show today what Titans fans, how Titans fans kind of view this moving forward.
Yeah, I would say, based on the text line here, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, that there's definitely, yeah, it's kind of flipped the other way. But what also happens, Robbie, is that, like, if you're on one side or the other, you know, if it's going the other way, you stay quiet. And when it's going, like, the way you believe, then that's when you pipe in more, yep. Right? I mean, we have some regulars who are always piping in, but here's one that's, you know, I don't know. The texture says, unnamed texture. I don't know why anyone's surprised. If you watch him play as I did at both Penn State and Kentucky, this is who he is. Physical talent, poor decision making. He's the poster child for a huge problem at every level of the sport. We get enamored by how someone looks in shorts and spend way too little time watching them play the game of football. I'm going to argue against that. He made some mistakes and he had picks and things like that. He also had like 330-yard, three touchdown, no interception games playing the game of football at a high level, at the highest level of college football. I mean, let's not, this isn't, you know, just, wow, look at him run and throw. I mean, he, you know, he has played well. He's played well in the NFL, but consistently playing well in the NFL, you know, I think that that's more and more sounding like a pipe dream, at least at this stage of his career.
Well, and to that point, Joe, like yesterday, what was what, game 19 for him, I think it was? So you're talking about 19 games. You felt like he was making some progress prior to the Jacksonville game coming back for the injury. And the question we keep tossing out there was, well, that's great that he's making progress. The starting point this year was so rough that how do you determine exactly where he is? Well, I mean, you're now 20 games into his career, and to revert back to a performance like that again yesterday. And again, this is the other thing to keep in mind, against a defense that's horrible. I mean, the numbers have been horrible for Cincinnati all year long. So this is not like they were playing the 85 Bears yesterday, so you have to factor that in. It's back-to-back performances with yesterday's being an unmitigated disaster against just awful defenses. And that, at this point in his career, you would hope that he's past that at this point, and he's just not.
Right. So there is a lot of sentiment of – which I get, which, like I said, is it, to the effect of, now, why do I want to watch Mason Rudolph play, you know? I mean, like, okay, so Brian Callahan feels like he needs to win games. Again, their job is to win football games. But we also know the bigger job quest of this season. I think a lot of – it is, like you said, Robbie, there was definitely this, you know, reaction to Rudolph going to the game. But I almost take that more as like, yes, sit down, Levis. You know what I mean? Rather than, yay, Mason. And by the way, his pick was atrocious, too.
Yeah, I don't know, the Titans faithful were like, oh, thank God, our savior, Mason Rudolph, is coming in.
Finally, been begging for this guy. More Mason Rudolph, please. But you know, it's just it's. I think there is, and I get it. A lot of like, one, I'm a Titans fan. I want to lose now. Please lose. You're in a heck of a race right now. You got, you know, you got what, a couple other 11 lost teams coming into the week. You had five other or four other 10 lost teams. Like, it is a battle, you know. So I totally get that. But to me, it's just like, again, if you do make this move, then I think the very most that you're doing with him next year, he may, you know, be under contract. You don't move him. He's basically like the backup, right? To backup to who? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I think if you bench him, I think it's hard to come back from that. And again, even like with his confidence, which obviously seems to be wobbling again here.
Well, if you bench him, like, it's one thing to bench him in a game, right? Like, so they bench him in the middle of the game with the turnovers. If that now leads to a benching the rest of the year, then I have no idea. I mean, you can't come back with it. Like, you got to go get another quarterback next year. And look, I said it Friday. I stand by it. Like, you need to look long and hard at quarterback, regardless of what your opinion is on Levis at the end of this year. At this point, based on the way that things have gone, like, you need to operate, assuming that this front office and coaching staff remain in place, which may be a huge assumption, which we'll get into here in just a few minutes. But assuming that they are, like, you need to operate under the assumption that you're taking a quarterback. And then if it doesn't work out that way, it doesn't work out that way. But you've got to dig into that. I think even if Levis hadn't done what he did yesterday and finished out the season, that should be your approach if you're the Titans. Well, now, like, if you're benching him and you're not going back to him the rest of the year, and we'll see if that's what they decide to do. But if it is, Joe, well, then you got to find a quarterback somewhere, because it's not going to be him next year if that's the course of action Brian Callahan takes here.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, even through these improvements in the last few weeks, like, I think that had to be the mindset. We talked about that.
Yeah,
but also, I mean, I think beyond just like be prepared, or you know, be all up on your P's and Q's, I think there's got to be a little bit more discussion, right, about like, okay, what can be a realistic answer, you know? And then you get into, what can we do to get a veteran who could actually come in right now and win games? Or, you know, if you're doing the QB of the future thing, then that's what, like, you know, Wes, I think from Clarksville, I don't know, this text line is actually blowing up and too fast for me, but Wes in Clarksville said it's depressing because now you kind of know you have to address that, and you know how bad the rest of the team is, right?
Yeah,
like, because that's the thing. The hope is, well, okay, good enough at least for another year, so fix the right tackle, fix what, you know, whatever else. You have plenty of things to do. If you're doing this, okay, great. How about you don't fix it? It's still bad around the QB, and now you have a rookie QB. You can't win with him either. When will there be wins?
Curtis on YouTube says, the entire second half, I was on my phone looking for draft prospect highlights. That's where we've gotten to with Curtis on the YouTube chat. Probably not alone there. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll have more of your reaction. Titans lose 37-27. Will Levis gets benched yesterday against Cincinnati. Is that the end of the road for him as Titans quarterback? We'll get more into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. It is a part of our 12 Days of Christmas here, brought to you by Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. We got a $100 gift card to give away for a Moments Peace, located at 9050 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin. Be caller number 5-615-737-1025. You'll also be qualified to win the grand prize of a $1,000 Genesis Diamonds gift card as well. So give us a call, 615-737-1025. Caller 5, a $100 gift card for a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. Paul Kuharsky will be with us later in the program at 7:30. We'll get his thoughts on the debacle for Will Levis yesterday and another loss for the Titans. Corey Curtis will be with us at 8 o'clock as well. Joe Laverne on the YouTube chat says, we all just want this season to end, but if anyone thinks one draft and free agency is going to fix this broken team, you are mistaken. And that goes back to what you brought up. In a perfect world, you'd like to have Levis and the quarterback position figured out for at least next year to start to address some of the other problem areas on this team that remain huge problem areas. And then the quarterback goes out and has a performance like that yesterday, Joe, and you walk away from the game thinking to yourself, well, how do you possibly bring this guy back as quarterback next year? How do you possibly toss him back out there and go with that as your plan if you're the Titans? And look, it's one game. You don't want to overreact to one game, but it really isn't one game. Like, it's the totality of the picture of the season so far, Joe. And, you know, there's a four-game stretch where he started to turn things around and play a little better. But, like, you can't tell me that you right now you look at the totality of the picture for Levis this year at quarterback. I mean, it's unbelievably underwhelming on the whole.
Yeah, it's not good. And it's not, you know, again, at some point it just comes down to can you win with this guy? There's some people saying, what are we just going to ignore J.C. Latham and how he's playing in the offensive line? And I get it. Again, there are other things to fix other than quarterback. But, no, I mean, look, at this point, it's way more bad than good. And I'm here for the idea of Levis, you know, at some point getting a shot somewhere and, you know, having that revival or whatever, but I think he's headed toward being a, you know, backup in the NFL. And like a lot of these guys, you know, he's going to go into the Mac Jones plan. And I just think that's where it's headed. It's hard at this point to expect otherwise. And again, I was like, if you're the Titans, how could you have confidence? Let's say you did, you know, go with the, I mean, again, you could draft and then, and it could be early on. It could be, well, hey, let's just have a legit competition. You yep. could draft and then, you know, maybe Levis in year three is in this offense is way ahead of that rookie. And that's fine, you know, and maybe he plays well, but how can you really have confidence that you can win with him at this point? It's hard to get there in my mind at this point.
Well, let me ask you this. Like was yesterday, let's say Joe Rexroad is the decision maker for the Tennessee Titans, which I think really deep down is what we've all wanted the whole time, is Rexroad to be in charge.
Not like, the text line right now, but yeah, keep going.
Was that enough for you? Like, was yesterday your line of demarcation on the Will Levis conversation?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, and look, I think you could go back before the four game thing, and I said, you know, it doesn't look good. I mean, if you make me make a decision, yeah, right now I'm looking for an alternative, yeah. But I might have said that before yesterday. Yesterday, you know what I mean? Like yesterday, kind of hammers it home. Yeah, I think you've gotta look for another alternative. Again, the best case for him probably would be that situation I just said, they actually get into a draft high enough to get a quarterback they want. I mean, who knows? I mean, they could yeah. love Milroe and get him in the second round. I mean, I don't know, but they draft a QB who they hope is the future. And Levis is the veteran who, you know, placeholder starter, you know, slash designated backup as soon as the kid is ready. I mean, if you're Levis right now, would you take that? I think I would take that over just, you know, you're out of here, you know, and you're sitting, or I'd take that over. Yeah. The Titans are going to go make a huge push for, you know, whoever. I mean, that's the problem too, right? Is tell me who you're excited about, unless you can pull off a trade for a veteran. Who are you excited about on the market? But I mean, I think that's probably his best case scenario. And if I'm the Titans, I couldn't right now be confident in anything more than that.
Well, and then there's, you know, the conversations with this team inevitably, Joe, always end up back to the owner. Like if you're Amy Adams Strunk, you're coming off an off season where, you know, part of the little song and dance you threw out there after you fired Mike Vrabel was, we've got an exciting young quarterback that we're going to build this thing around, and you hired a coach that you hoped would come in and continue to mold the quarterback. And the simple answer is starting to look more and more like he's just not good enough. Like the quarterback is just not good enough, and you're going to have to restart and go find another quarterback, be that a veteran, be that somebody in the draft. So, like, how does that influence what Amy Adams Strunk thinks and what she decides to do here? Because on the one hand, Joe, the answer might just be as simple as Levis isn't good enough. And if I had to, like, just break it down for you, that's where I'm going. Like, well, he's just not very good. But also, like, you did bring in Brian Callahan to work with the quarterback and to help make some progress and to mold him into whatever the best version of Will Levis is. You hope that Brian Callahan would bring it out of him. And he hasn't done it. Like, you know, this is not better than it was last year. There's been some moments where it's been okay, but the whole picture is bad when it comes to the way that he's played. So how does that influence your confidence level of, all right, it's been this bad with the quarterback. We're starting to really drift into, well, you got to find another answer at quarterback at some point next year. And it goes back to, are these the people in charge that you trust to make that decision? Because, Joe, if it doesn't work and they go select the wrong quarterback, well, then you're changing the regime next year, maybe the coaching staff next year, and then bringing in other people who didn't select the quarterback that you're now working with at that point. This is a huge moment. If you're going to go this way and you're going to change quarterbacks for either the rest of this season, certainly heading into next year, it's a pivotal moment in the franchise. And you better be darn sure, if you're A.B. Adam Strunk, that these are the right people to make the call.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's probably, I guess, if you're her going into the season, if you thought about a worst case scenario where obviously losing like this, being embarrassing, being an embarrassment, having not many people in your stadium and a whole bunch of them are fans of the visiting team, and then having to wonder, does my front office have a clue? Does my coaching staff have a clue? And the young quarterback appears to not really have it. And then it's like, so who do you blame? Who do you keep? Who do you get rid of? Do you get rid of just everybody and completely, like, new front office, new coach? You guys figure out your new quarterback. And by the way, here comes another season of 5-12, Titans fans.
Yeah.
Get excited. Come on out to Nissan Stadium. I mean, these next few weeks here for Amy Adams Strunk are going to be absolutely critical and very difficult. But I'm sure whenever she schedules a press conference to tell us about it, we'll we can ask her about that and maybe kind of help her through it a little bit.
I'm sure. Now on that front, on the Amy Adams Strunk, Rand Carthon, Brian Callahan front, after a game like yesterday, Joe. And when you get the totality of it, you're 3-11, and you're hurling quickly towards just an abysmal end of this season. And mercifully, at some point, you get to the end of this regular season, you start to look ahead to the draft and figure out what the future of your organization is going to look like. The calls for change, be that in the front office, be that at the coaching staff, getting louder and louder, including some prominent members of either Titans media or Titans Twitter. We're going to get into some of that from yesterday coming up next. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans' loss to Cincinnati. 615-737-1025. Will Levis to the bench. Is that it for him as Titans quarterback? A lot more on that coming up as well throughout the program today here on Robbie and Rex Row. Tune in to 93.3 FM Totally Hits Nashville tonight for MTSU men's basketball. The Blue Raiders taking on California Baptist in the WAC Conference USA Challenge at the Murphy Center. Tip-off at 6:30 with the pregame beginning at 6. Coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
What did Brian say to you when he pulled you?
It was Bo. I didn't get to talk to Brian. He just told me, turn the ball over 4 times, man. Like, that's what happens. And there was no fight. I just understood it. It sucked. I was there for Mason and the guys and just tried to be the best teammate I could for the rest of the game.
As Will Levis after the game yesterday on his benching, said he was told by Bo Hardigree, Joe, not Brian Callahan, that he was going to the bench. Mason Rudolph is coming in, and the question that we'll attempt to answer throughout the day today, was that the last time we're going to see Will Levis as starting quarterback for the Titans? And even if it's not this year, is he done as starting quarterback for the Titans next year? And in the future moving forward, 615-737-1025, our phone number. Now, Joe, I said it yesterday, the calls for change around here getting louder. Not surprising as we get closer to the end of the year and the losing continues. Now you're 3-11. There's been a lot of bad football to watch this year. And they turned the ball over 6 times yesterday, which is not very good. I mean, what did Cincinnati end up with? 4 turnovers? So you're talking about 10 turnovers combined yesterday? Really good football out there at Nissan Stadium. Mike Herndon, friend of the show, Joe, and I think you would agree with this. Mike Herndon, pretty level-headed in his approach when it comes to all things Tennessee Titans. Does a great job at paulkuharski.com. He put this out there yesterday on X. Quote, "I don't say this lightly. I'm out on Rand Carthon and this whole Titans regime. This is truly awful football that they're putting on the field right now, and it appears to be getting worse, not better. Nothing we've seen this year or last year for Carthon suggests competence." This is from Mike Herndon. It's pretty strong stuff there. What'd you make of those comments from Mike Herndon from paulkuharski.com?
Yeah, well, like you said, Mike is level-headed. I like to think we're also level-headed. Is there like a level-headed side of Titans media or Nashville media, and then like a not, you know, I don't know. I think we're kind of similar about a lot of things. And I think when you lose a Mike Herndon to that extent, it probably tells you something, right? I can't sit here and tell anybody, you know, like the best argument in support of anyone doing their job right now is simply the lack of time to this point, right? Yeah.
Which is becoming increasingly less and less of a good argument.
Sure. And, you know, again, it's like, now again, you know, then we can get into all the chop everything up with, it's 2 years for part of it and it's 1 year for this part of it, right, and all that stuff. But no, I mean, I think I can't argue with what he's saying there. It's just, it's a bad product, and it just, I mean, is it a, I don't want to sit here and say it's a bad culture, which of course we'd love to talk about as much as possible, culture. But it's, I mean, there's some, is it lack of, maybe it's like we talked about in camp, and you know, like the lack of accountability a little bit. Is that an issue? Is it just as simple as like you're just not winning with this team that you're putting on the field? Again, that's where it just gets into the difficulty of figuring out exactly what's the problem and what isn't the problem. Most things seem to be the problem, but everything can't be the problem, right?
I mean, you
want to keep a couple things from this team and move forward. So it's really going to be just interesting here coming up. The decision, or maybe just non-decision, as we sit here once the season ends, you know, it's like you're waiting for something, and then if it happens, then of course, you know, it's like, oh, so you're gonna just do this and keep doing this. And but if it doesn't happen, I think there might be at this point more outrage, and I don't know that I've thought that for most of the year, but I think we might be getting to that tipping point.
Oh yeah, like I think, you know, I'm bad at assigning percentages to things, but like, people are mad. Yeah. Like this is yesterday. It's, you know, it's not just isolating yesterday, but yesterday when you turn the ball over six times, obviously the ire of most Titans fans is going to the quarterback today. But then you start to look at the whole picture around the quarterback and just what we've seen from this point. We've gone through the record since they fired John Robinson 1,000 times. By the way, we'll get into this a little bit later this week, but apparently John Robinson interviewing with the New York Jets, so we'll get into that a little bit later this week.
I see that.
But, like, I think the word that he brings up, like Herndon brings up in his tweet there, that's really interesting to dissect there, competence. Like, is there any? Like, have they shown enough in Carthon's situation over the last 2 years and in Brian Callahan's shoes this year as head coach? Has there been enough evidence of confidence or of competence? And let's start on the GM front, Joe. Like, right now, it's not just the losing. Like, who's playing well for this team? Who of the people that you've brought in are playing good football for you right now? And by the way, I'll throw your most recent first-round draft pick into that, too. Latham is about – he's on a four-week run right now, Joe.
So
just bad football. He looks bad out there. And, like, look, I still – I have hope that he's going to end up being a pretty good left tackle for them moving forward. But it's not a good sign to me that we've reached this point of the season, and it feels like he's regressing, not progressing. And there's too much of that feeling going on around here right now. Like, I think Herndon laid it out pretty well there. They feel like they're getting worse. Like, this three-week stretch they're on right now of the absolute disaster, the hangover, whatever you want to call it, in Washington, where the game was over 15 minutes into it. You put up 6 points against an atrocious defense in Jacksonville last week and lost that game to a team that is just awful. And then you turned the ball over 6 times yesterday against the Cincinnati defense that hadn't been able to stop anybody all year long. Like, it feels like everything about them is getting worse right now, which is not a good spot to be as a selling point for this front office or this coaching staff.
Right, because there really is something to teams that find something late in the year and play well and carry it over. That does happen. And there's just very little to find right now with this team that's positive. So I'm with you. It's almost like that Houston game. You get a little bit of, you know, of happiness and support from your owner, and everybody's like, okay, well, we can take the rest of the year off. We got that done. Got Houston beating Houston, and we got jokes on the text line about, you know, still hung over from that. Keith saying the ball, it just isn't bouncing their way. We could go there too. People asking if Will Levis can play hockey. That's also a very fair question. But
good build.
No, it's
physical over the middle.
He could probably finish some checks out there. No, it's like if you are really still watching this, you're a fan of this team and you are watching this team closely still, because you have an emotional attachment to this team. Some people can say, yeah, whatever, just do, you know, go, you know, 30,000 foot view, you know, lose out, get the best pick, figure it out. But if you're watching this team still as a fan, a lot of people are. Even if really they'd rather see them lose, you don't want to see this. I mean, you know, this is just bad, and you know it's bad. It's a bad product, and yes, yesterday it's the quarterback play more than anything. And so when you turn it over like that, you know, other things that go well are going to get lost anyway. But, man, what is going well right now?
The list is unbelievably short. I mean, look, I will say, Joe, after a game that has 6 turnovers, maybe I'm forgetting something here. I think we're back-to-back weeks where the special teams have been pretty good. I mean, no unmitigated disasters on the special teams front, unless I'm just forgetting something in the midst of the 6 turnovers yesterday.
That is a very good point. I don't think that there was a special team.
Colt is coaching his butt off right now.
I mean, Colt's finishing on a flourish, and everybody's ignoring it, talking about the quarterback. But the special teams coach, everybody.
I mean, come on. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. Titans fans, this is your show. We want to hear from you. Load up our phone line, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on Will Levis to the bench yesterday. What changes need to be made with this franchise moving forward? The calls for changes for Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan getting louder. Where do you stand on that? All that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.